Thanks much for tuning in.
Spring Sanborn Central trying to come to town and ruin the festivities, and thus far throughout a couple of quarters of football they have done just that as they lead 34-0. The opening score would come on the opening drive with 9:30 to play in the first. A 9-yard pass Holden Haplin to Blake Larson. The 2-point failed. It was 6-0 Blackhawks. Miller Highmore Herald got themselves a nice play. It looked like they were going to score on it. They had a nice catch and throw, Brueggemann to Hunter. Actually, the play went for right about 40 yards or so, and then Hunter would fumble. Woodstock and Weston and Spring Sanborn Central would return that about 50 or 60 yards and end up setting up their second score in the game with 5:27 to play in the first, a 33-yard pass. Blake Larson to Brock Gruber. The 2-point run by Tyson Eddy was good, and it was 14-0. One more in that opening quarter would be Havlick to Larson. Brett Miller on with the extra point, and after a quarter, it was 21-0 Blackhawks. Woodstock and Weston and Spring Sanborn Central will tack on a few more in the second. 10:03 to play in the second. 53-yard pass, Holden Haplin to Brock Kruger. Brett Miller would tack on another extra point. It was 28-0. And the final touchdown of the half came with just 6 seconds to play. 3-yard pass, Holden Haplin to Bryce Larson. The extra point, no good for Miller. And that brings us to our halftime score of Woodstock and Weston and Spring Sanborn Central 34. Miller Highmore Herald. Nothing. Back to Miller for more halftime show here on a homecoming Friday night. We'll take a look at the individual numbers here through the first half of play. We'll get you an updated scoreboard. And before you know it, we'll be back into the football here at the half in Miller. Woodstock and Weston and Spring Sanborn Central 34. Miller Highmore Herald, nothing. More halftime show in 3 minutes. 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK. some individual numbers. First of all, for the hometown Rustlers, I got Derek Grugeman down 6 of 9 for 72 yards. Gentry Harrell has a catch for 4. Kellen Hurd has 2 catches for 15. And Isaac Hunter has 3 catches for 53. He did have a fumble that they did lose. Kobe Golda, 5 carries, 37 yards on the ground. Derek Grugeman, 6 carries, 19 yards. A couple of sacks in the first half, both by number 55, Caleb Dean, and they did lose 11 on a bad snap as well. Brueggemann rushing, 6 for 19, Cole of 5 for 37, Derek Brueggemann 6 of 9 for 72 through the air, Isaac Hunter leading receiver, 3 catches, 53 yards, and a fumble that they did lose. Miller has 1 penalty in the first half for 5 yards. I'll need another, let's go, 2 minutes, and I'll have the Blackhawk numbers added up. 2 minutes more halftime show on KOKK. We can try to hook them up to each other and see what happens, but I'm a little scared.
Tonight, we'll be drawing for the third set of 3 guns for the Rustler football gun raffle.
Really?
We'll also be drawing 2 names for a chance to win a thermal scope.
And welcome back to Miller here. Halftime continues, breaking down the numbers for the visiting squad. Moves on to Westwood, Lake Sanborn Central. The Blackhawks on the ground. Hayes Havlick a carry for 2. Evan Von Eye a carry for 3. Tyson Eddy, 3 carries for 9. Holden Havlick, 3 carries for 22. And Blake Larson, 3 carries for 36.
So 58,
67, 72 yards on the ground. Through the air. Oh, boy, I don't think I got those numbers quite added up right. But Blake Larson is 1 of 2, 33, and a touchdown. Bryce Larson is 1 for 1 for 12 yards. Holden Havlick is 12 of 17 for 3 touchdowns and an interception. That interception is by Colby Colda. Ryder Mahalik, 5 catches for 113 in the first half. Blake Larson, 4 catches for 42 and 2 scores. Brock Kruger, 3 catches for 91 and a touchdown. Bryce Larson, a catch for 3 yards and a touchdown. And Tyson Eddy, a catch for 10 yards. So I will get you a passing total for yardage on the ground again. 67-72 on the ground. 15 penalty yards tonight so far against the Blackhawks. That's your individual numbers and your scorecard here. We'll take a look at the scoreboard to wrap up the halftime show. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Farrah Family here in downtown Huron. 35 4th Street Southeast. Lori and Kylie at the mirror offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, eyelashes, extensions, all sorts of things. Services for the whole family at the Mirror Family Hair Care.
Gary DeRoshi.
Here on Tigers, Sturgis Brown still tied at 7. They're about midway through the third quarter. That's our game of the night over on 12 Carol, over on 1340 KIKB and Tiger 95. Other scores here through the ball game tonight. Newbrook area beating Iroquois Lake Preston 44-0. DeSmet leading Wolfie Westington still 7-6. They're in the third quarter there. And trying to get you a Hitchcock two-layer score as they were taking on Avon tonight. At the half, it was Avon 20, Hitchcock two-layer 12. So there's your scoreboard update here. As again, I don't see any Iroquois Lake Preston on here. Maybe they're off tonight. Oh, here we go. Dubrook area leading Iroquois Lake Preston 44-0. And that's our scoreboard update. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown Hero. First half of play here, 34-0. Woonsocket and Westington Springs, Sanborn Central in the lead. We'll send it back to the studios here for a quick timeout and come back with the second half. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK. Is there another three going up, or is this it? There is. I want this chair for David. It's comfortable. It's got this thing with the arms in a little bit. I like that. Because mine are like, my arms are too far out while I'm playing in the chair, and you can't adjust them. I think it's 40.
I think so.
Pretty sure. Running clock is 40, right?
35.
It is 35? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, it makes sense. Welcome back to Miller here on a homecoming Friday night. They do put up the extra 3 minutes thereafter, so we got a couple of minutes here to cover the scoreboard updates, which again are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on 35 4th Street Southeast. For an appointment at the Mirror, you can call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror does accept walk-ins at 35 4th Street Southeast downtown here on the Mirror Family Hair Care. The Mirror brings us our scoreboard updates. Here on Tigers and Sturgis doing battle in our game of the night over on 1340 KIJV Tiger 95. And thus far it has been a battle. They are still tied at 7 with about 5 minutes to play in the third. That is again our game of the night over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Here in Miller, Woonsocket and Westington Springs, Sanborn Central, we get Miller Highmore Herald 34-0. Parker leading Clark Willow Lake 15-6. That is a halftime score. Wagner and Sissonen in the slugfest. Wagner leading 12-8 at the break. Other scores around the area here. We did have Wolsey Westington trailing to Smith. That is still the case. To Smith 7, Wolsey Westington 6. 4 minutes to play in the third. That one, Hitchcock two-layer back within a touchdown at the half. At the half in Avon, it's Avon 20, Hitchcock two-layer 12. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. All right, so one more 30-second break, and I promise the second half will be underway. We're back in 30 seconds on 12K. Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to ask them when they get rid of this cell phone.
Red Miller will kick off for the Blackhawks in the second half. Back to you for the Rustlers. Kellen Herter and Colby Golda.
to Miller. Second half set to get underway here. Miller, Highmore, Herald, if they have a positive starting off this second half is that they get the ball first. As they gave it up to the Blackhawks to start the game. Woonsocket Westgate Springs Sanborn Central scored. Then got a Rustler turnover, scored again. Ended up with three touchdowns in the first quarter, two more in the second. 34-0 for halftime score. Fresh 12 is on the board as the third quarter set to get underway. Miller ready to kick it. Left to right. Rustler's cold to return. Also, I think Kellen Hurd is over there as well. Here comes the run up and the kick. Another nice Miller kick taken on a hop. Oh, it went through his legs, and it's going to go all the way back to the five.
Yes, he did.
And the Rustlers catch the opposite of a break. He actually ended up getting tripped up again. And I think they'll tackle it inside the 5 yards. So the Rustlers do, as I mentioned, start off the third quarter with the football, but a bit of a miscue going to give them a long field as they'll go first and 10 from their own 5 yard line, just inside of it. Second half just underway here in Miller, where the Tigers and Sturgis are in a battle, tied at 7 with about 5 minutes to play in the third. Here's Brueggemann from the gun, one wide each side, a wing right, low man in the backfield is Kolda. Brueggemann going to try to kick it himself and sneak out a little room, and it looks like he got another yard.
Actually,
comes over to make the stop.
He'll get maybe a yard, second down and 9 from the 6.
Second around 9 for Miller Highmore here. Looks like the Western Springs Sanborn Central trying to stay unbeaten. Come in tonight at 3-0. Miller Highmore Herald after an 0-2 start. Fought their way back to 2-2. A couple of nice wins the last few weeks. Brueggemann from the gun, second and 9 from their own 6. Kolda to his right, spins the pitch. Kolda trying to get the corner. Across the 5 and out to around the 10.
Kolda on the run.
Pick up around 4 or 5.
Brought down by.
Get a set up.
Nice and Eddie.
Around the 3rd and maybe 5. 4 or 5.
Get across the 10 to the 11. Go down to 4.
Third and 4 from their own 11. Rustlers here needing to get this third down with 10.5 to play in the third, trailing 34-0. Brueggemann will go from the gun. Couple of receivers to each side. Kolda floods out of the backfield. And the pass is incomplete.
There, Brueggemann's pass falls incomplete.
So now a 4th and 4, and Hunter will retreat the punt with a step. He's going to kick this one from inside his own 5 yard line. To return Larson, and he will be on the Rustler side of midfield. Again, Hunter basically kicking from with his back to the end.
Puts the left foot through it. The best kick you could probably expect out across the 40. And it will stop right there.
Isaac Hunter's punt will be down right at the 40-yard line. First and 10.
Central will take back over with 10-11 to play here in the third quarter. In command of this one, they lead 34-0. 5 touchdown passes in the first half for the Blackhawks offense. Not all 5 for their starting quarterback. Holden Havlick has 4 of those. Blake Larson is the other. Havlick also has.
It's the only interception for the Blackhawks. Colby Kolda picked him off. Back in the second. 10-11 left in the third. 34-0. Blackhawks looking to add on to their lead. They go first and 10 from the Rustler 40-yard line. Havlick from the gun. Trips right, one left. Lone man in the backfield is Eddie. They'll fake the handoff, and here goes Havlick. Havlick inside the 30. 25-20. Gone down the sideline. Inside the 5, and he is in for the touchdown. So Havlick, a 40-yard run.
On the 40-yard touchdown run.
This will come with exactly 10 minutes to play in the third. 40-yard holding Havlick run, first rushing touchdown of the night for, well, either team, I guess. Now Miller on for the extra point, trying to make it 41. Snap, here's the hold, the kick is up, and it is good.
The extra point is good.
Jordan Miller, 41-0 Blackhawks.
By Brett Miller. 10 minutes even to go in the third quarter. Blackhawks 41, Wrestler is coming.
I'm not sure why. Because if they're Bluetooth, they should take the audio from this. Is that us? Oh, that's right here. Like, what the heck did I do? Fresh 10 on the, well, a 10 is on the board, I guess I should say. Looked up and thought, oh, new corner. No, not quite. Here's another miscue on the kickoff as the Rustlers mishandle it, and they're going to have to just get on top of it. And did they even get on top of it? No. They're out there still bouncing off of each other.
Still Heard on the return.
Yep, Heard got down on it, so.
Hit right away by number 44.
Rustlers just kind of having a tough go here.
40 Flowers. First and 10 Rustlers.
Overall, but specifically
from their own.
Second half, second one. That's yet another long field. This one not quite as long. They'll be out about the 14 or 15 yards. Rustlers, first and 10. Boogerman. Gun, one wide left, a couple to the right. And now up and under center, got the eye behind it. And off near side, Colda, low running out across the 20, the 25.
Penalty, Colda on the run for the Rustlers.
Going to pick up about 7.
Brought down by Bryce Larson. That's a first down, Rustlers.
Rustlers around 17 or 18 on the run. They'll be out to around their own 34. On top of 41-0. More Harold Miller. Get one on the board here on a homecoming Friday night. Here's a little motion, Heard left to right. That'll set up Trips right. One receiver left. Brueggemann sacked. Actually kind of dropped the ball on the fake handoff. And just had it kind of fall left off.
Down at the 30-yard line. Set it down at 13 for the Rustlers.
And set up second at around 13. Almost their own 30. I'm doing a sports schedule. I have to force on the road next week. I'm going to Washington hosting Coleman Egan next Friday night. We'll see Miller, Highmore, Harold again in 2 weeks here in Miller when they host Elk Point Jefferson.
He's got a ball.
Clock at 8 minutes to play here in the third. Ruben flushed out of the pocket. Launches over the middle. Receiver trying to come back to it. Harold couldn't quite get back to it.
Harold Brueggemann's pass ball is incomplete, intended for Gentry Harold. It'll bring up third down at 13 for the Rustlers.
And of course, clock winding with a 41-point differential and won't be able to stop that on the incomplete pass. Timeouts and scores and injuries. That'll be about it. They'll mark the ball up again at the 30-yard line. The Rustlers will go third and 13. Rustlers on their own 30. 7:15 left in the third quarter.
Maryland Hurd wide left. Now Hurd back in motion. No, back to the left. They got one receiver to the right. Hunter lined up on the near end. And snapped the boot and flushed out. And Hopper-Sooney almost got sacked and did. He tried to throw it as he was going down. I don't know.
Jared Brueggemann, I think there's a football. As he's going down, pass will be incomplete.
Yeah, well, just call it
anything. Pass rush looks like Caleb Dean.
Dean already a couple of sacks.
Caleb fourth down at 13.
Third there, but Brueggemann able to dump it off. We'll set up a 4th and 13. They avoid the sack and the loss of yardage, but they will have to give the football up. Hunter with a step or two will kick it around his own 23. Larson back to return around his own 35. 6:18 to play in the third quarter. Blackhawks lead 41-0. Hunter, another nice punt. This one's taken at the 40, across the 45 and the 50. 45-40 down the sideline and all the way down to the 35-yard line.
Isaac Turner is
Sam Ponsolo.
Sam Ponsolo.
Midway point of quarter number three as the Blackhawks take back over. Good field position after the Ponsolo punt return.
They are to the Rustler 35-yard line. Well, they went to the ground for their last touchdown, the 40-yard run. That was their first rushing touchdown of the game.
Yep.
Blackhawks only then around 75 or so yards on the ground in the first half. Get to throw a pass here in the second, but a comfortable lead to keep things on the ground. 5.5 left in the third, and comfortable as well. That is 41-0.
Now I'll go wishbone behind the backup quarterback. And I think the football
by the Rustlers, number 10, Kellen Hurd. First down Rustlers on the lower 45-yard line.
Just inside of 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Looks like it wasn't a straight San Jose Central there. Fumble loss there and an interception in the first half. So Brueggemann back from the gun. Couple of receivers to the right side. One receiver left. Three receivers right. Actually, empty backfield here. It's maybe four receivers right. Brueggemann, right side. A little screen set up with those four receivers.
Pass complete to Kellen Hurd.
It'll pick up around 2nd and 8.
And also,
remember after the game tonight, Gary Zelotto Glass post game show coming your way. Numbers from this one get you the upcoming schedule. Would like to remind you, we'll be doing some work on 1210 KOKK over the weekend, so we'll definitely be off a portion of the day. We'll see just how fast we can get everything done.
Brueggemann flushed out of the pocket on a 2nd and 8. He got away looking to launch and does overthrow Hunter.
Here's Brueggemann pass, falls into play, and Jennifer has a Hunter.
Looks like they might have
pass rush on the play.
There, but able to pull out lost in the near sideline.
Third down and 8.
He launches one downfield, but over the head of Hunter. And now 3rd and 8. Rustlers their own 47. Clock winding at 3:20 to play here on the 3rd.
Turn some of the roster over there as well. Miller Highmore Herald now.
They'll try to punch one through Bry here on a homecoming Friday night. They'll go empty backfield again. One left, four right.
3rd and 8 from their own 47. Brueggemann from the gun. Snap. Back to pass. Launches. Got a man open there, and not quite able to make the catch is Colby Kolda. Kolda tried to come back to it.
Back
to a 6 of 9 for 72-yard first half. Brueggemann is 1 for 6 for 2 yards here in the second. And up now
now fourth and eight. And runs are on to kick it with a step and kick from Rose 135. It really kicked it. I'm waiting for the fake bump. We haven't seen that yet.
It's like Heater might be waiting for it. He's got
a whole bunch in the box there. Yeah, there's the fake. Bunchy's going to run it or throw it or run it. He's going to run it. He's going to come up about 5 yards.
Nice to fire on the fake pop. Tackled short of the first down.
And
turnover on Colby Flowers.
Spring Sandboard session.
Should be a turnover right now. First and 10 for the Blackhawks.
Division of Consumer Protection. They brought us the reading of the officials. And of course, the Muir Family Hair Care bringing us our scoreboard updates. Blake Larson, a pitch to the outside, a pitch to Hayes Ablick. Ablick running far sideline. He's in.
Ian Speck on the tackle for the Rushmen. They get really close to the first down.
They're either going to measure it.
Markham short, second down, and very short for the Blackhawks.
So second less than one is Blackhawks. Need just across the 40-yard line, and they are just shy. Blake Larson in at quarterback on misdirection here. Nice run inside the 35 and down to around the 30.
Number 40, Nathan Gajkowski on the run. Dylan Hurd.
Freshman Nathan Gajkowski is getting here, able to dig into the lineup a little deeper here tonight. His early lead is now like
the first and 10 for the Blackhawks.
Nothing. First and 10 after the first down.
Amazing.
First and 10 at the Miller Highmore Herald 30-yard line, but we'll have to save that for the fourth quarter. So the Blackhawks will let the clock run out on the third after three in Miller. Blackhawks 41.
That'll be the end of the third quarter play after three. Blackhawks 41.
Okay.
Wesson and Spring Sandborn Central.
Come on!
A little reverse trickeration.
Number 25, Hayes Ablick on the carry.
Hayes Ablick.
Holding New Jersey.
And they will get maybe a yard or two, so second and around 8 or 9, and down to around the 29 of the Rustlers. Fourth quarter just underway here, 11 and a half to play. Clock is winding, the difference right now, 41 points.
Luke Larson at the helm now for the Blackhawks. Here's the one on the left side, Tyler Bruschi. And Bruschi able to.
Riley Brittle on the tackle for the Rustlers. No gain on the play.
No gain, I guess. I was going to say we need into a yard gain, but nope, no gain on the play. We're up to the 29 again. Now a third and about eight. Cox calling into play from the sideline as again they have turned over their lineup a little bit. It's like Larson, the backup quarterback. And now they are on to Larson. Fakes the handoff, back to pass, left side in the dirt. Boy, Luke took a shot.
Luke Larson's pass falls incomplete. Pressure on the play by Riley Wirtle.
Riley Wirtle running through the young man. Larson's going to take a play off.
He did, right?
He got smacked pretty good. 10 minutes left. Now a fourth and eight. And Woonsocket and Weston Springs Sanborn Central definitely in go-for-it territory here from the Rustler 29. And I think, did Blake come back out at quarterback there?
Wesley Molnar
in.
Molnar lobs one for the end zone, picked off inside the 10, back across the 20, 25, the 30. Always got a little room across the 35, cuts it back, and that's where he is tackled by Dawson Larson.
Pass intercepted by number 13, Ethan Harrell.
So Ethan Harrell on the pick, second of the night for the Miller D.
That we brought down at about the 37-yard line. First and 10, Rustler.
16. Left here. So, Woonsocket and Weston Springs Sanborn Central back on the defensive side of things as Miller takes back over at their own 40-yard line. Or maybe the 37. And it looks like Miller going to have to take a timeout. 8:49 left. 41-0. Blackhawks lead. We'll take a break of a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK. There's like 30 more in my bag. Woonsocket and Wesson and Springs Sanborn Central. Blackhawks trying to stay undefeated. Coming tonight at 3-0. Miller Highmore Herald, winners of their last two to get back to 500 at 2-2. Movement from the gun, heard in motion left to right, sets up three receivers right. The handoff, not much there for Holden. Six Ian Speck on the run.
With the tackle made by McCoy Schultz.
Schultz over on the stop as the game is around the yard. Make it
second down and nine.
Second and about nine. Rustlers line up here with the receiver left.
As well, split backs, and they will pitch it back and lose yards here.
That was Speck again.
Ian Speck on the run.
And this one will go for minus four.
He'll get brought down back at the 34-yard line.
So third and around 13 from their own 34. Clock winding here on a Miller homecoming Friday night. Bergman from the guns back to his left. A couple of receivers. Bergman back to pass. Flushed out far side. Looking to launch and does.
Derek Brueggemann's pass falls into the intended talent beam. Bring up fourth down to 13 for the wrestlers.
Well, that'll put Brueggemann in the second half at 1 out of 7 for 2 yards. Puts him at 7 out of 16 for 74 in the game. Clock winding inside of 7 minutes here. It's running clock here, a good majority of the second half. Blackhawks scored with 10 minutes to play in the third. Put it over that mark, and the clock's been running ever since. Here's Brueggemann from the gun. Trips right, one left on a fourth and 13. Brueggemann left side. Passes in the air. Hunter makes the catch.
Derek Brueggemann pass complete to number 2, Isaac Hunter.
Moving down for 29.
Over down to the 36-yard line. First down, Rufflers.
Hunter, his fourth catch of the night. Four catches, 82 yards on the night for Hunter. Midway point now with the fourth as the Rustlers just trying to get one on the board for pride here on a homecoming Friday night. Blackhawks have shut them out to this juncture, 41-0.
Midway point in the fourth, 6 minutes to play in Miller. Brueggemann from the gun. Speck to his right. He'll follow the block. Brueggemann's going to run it. Cut back, and actually, I don't know if that's Brueggemann.
Yeah, Brueggemann on the run. Tackle made by McCoy Schultz.
Schultz on the run. Stop.
To get to the 30-yard line. Second down and four for the Rustlers.
Brueggemann on the night. Eight rushers. Also a couple of sacks on the night.
Second and four now from Blackhawk 30. Brueggemann from the gun, Speck to his right. Three receivers left and one to the right. On a second and four from the Blackhawk 30. About 5 minutes to play here in Miller. Gary's all out of glass postgame show coming your way. Brueggemann back to pass, steps up to run it. Tried to spin off a tackle, almost got into his own blocker there.
Derek Brueggemann.
Close to the first down.
Keep the ball, he'll get tripped up. Looks like Jameson Darren.
Four.
Yep, to about the 26-yard line. Third down and one for the Rustlers.
One. Brueggemann on the third and one from the Blackhawk 26. Left, wide, right, Speck, the one man in the backfield. Brueggemann will take it himself. Left side, he's got the first down and a few more.
Derek Brueggemann finally can jump down, at just outside the 20-yard line, 21. It'll be a first down for the Rustlers.
First and 10 Miller at the Blackhawks 21 with 4:10 to play. And again, Rustlers is trying to not get shut out here. 31-0, 4 minutes left. Three receivers left. Speck again. One man in the backfield next to Brueggemann. First and 10, Blackhawk 21. Brueggemann the snap, back to pass. Quickly flushed out, nearly sacked. Oh, Dean almost had his third.
Garrett got away and will throw it out to the track.
Garrett Brueggemann will throw the pass away. Second down and 10 for the Rustlers.
Second and 10 at the Blackhawk 21. However, does not stop the clock. That is 9. Point differential means 41. Clock winding down now to 3:10. Second and 10. Miller High Moore Herald. Blackhawk 21 again. Miller
Miller Highmore Herald is trying to get one on the board for Bride here on a homecoming
Friday night as they have been shut out to this point. Receiver left, three receivers right over, isolating Hunter on the far side. We'll see if Bruno doesn't hoist one up. He's looking that way. Now it reverses field, goes the other way. Pass over the middle is incomplete behind.
Derek Brueggemann's pass falls incomplete intended for Caleb Rock. Third down and 10.
So now a third and 10. 2 minutes. Here is Auto Glass Post Game Show comes your way. We'll wrap up the numbers from this one. Get all the scores that we can pass along. They were in a battle. They tied at 7 nearing the end of the third quarter. That's our game tonight over on Tiger 95 at 13:40 p.m. Two wide each side. Bergman from the gun. Third and 10. Blackhawks 21. Here's motion left to right.
Now Hunter back out left. And Bergman looks right. And now flushed out. Lobs one up. And finished for Hunter. And the interception.
Again, falls incomplete intended for Isaac Bogus.
Now a fourth and 10.
We have fourth down and 10.
Still from the Blackhawks, 21. Minute 45 remaining. The clock winding with the point differential. So, decision to make. We're going to have our team get the field goal.
Yeah, they're going to try to put one on the board. Off the foot of Ortega. 35 yard field goal, hold it down, kick is up, it's on the way, it's not quite going to get there. The Blackhawks catch it in the end zone.
Michael Ortega's field goal attempt falls short of his incomplete.
10, the Blackhawks will take over on downs, and I don't even know what the running clock, the way it is, I don't know if they necessarily even have to run a play.
Looks like there'll be a touchback, and the Blackhawks will take over first and 10 from their own 20 yard line.
45 seconds, and now 40. Blackhawks will come up for what could be probably one final play.
Seems to want to limit chance of Larson and cornerback because we've got three different quarterbacks that have come out.
Tackle made by Caleb Roth, the reference.
They are going to let the clock run out on this one. So your final score here is going to be a back to Western
Springfield. And that'll be the end of the game. The final score, Blackhawks 21, Western nothing. Thank you for joining us tonight. The Western will travel to Hill City next Friday night for kickoff at 6 p.m. Mountain. Thank you. Please drive home safely.
You don't have to walk by. Well, you guys. are making a wonderful show at the Flower Shop for the Rams. Did you get rid of it?
Miller here, Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show as Woonsocket and Weston and Spring Sanborn Central completes the first half of their season with their goal intact to come out undefeated. They are 4-0 in the first half of the year here after a 41-0 defeat at the hands of Miller over Miller Highmore Herald here on the Rustler homecoming Friday night. We'll break down some individual numbers coming up. First on your Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show, check of the scoreboard summary. Right now, 9:30 to play in the first. It was Blackhawks early and often. 9-yard pass, Holden Havlick to Blake Larson. The two-point failed. It was 6-0. Still the first quarter, 5:27 to play in the first. A 33-yard pass, Blake Larson to Brock Kruger. The two-point run by Tyson Eddy was good, and it was 14-0. And a third touchdown in the opening quarter was Holden Havlick to Blake Larson. Brett Miller would tack on the extra point, and after a quarter of play in Miller, it was 21-0 Blackhawks. They would put up two more in the third with 10:03 to play in the second. A 53-yard pass, Holden Havlick to Brock Kruger. The extra point by Brett Miller was good. It was 28-0. One more in the second, right before the break. 6 seconds to play in the first half. A 3-yard pass, Holden Havlick to Bryce Larson. The extra point was no good. It was 34-0. And one more touchdown came with 10 minutes to play in the third. It was a 40-yard Holden Havlick run. And Brett Miller would tack on the extra point to make it 41-0. Let's see. So that is your scoreboard here, your scoring summary. Remember, your scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, the Mirror located in downtown Huron. And taking a look here at a final check of the scoreboard, and we'll give you an update if we get an update before we're out of here. But see what the Huron Tigers leading with 2 minutes to play. They lead Sturgis 14-10, so the Tigers looking to pick up a win on a homecoming Friday. We had Wolsey Wessington and DeSmet. DeSmet wins that one. The final there, DeSmet 14, Wolsey Wessington 6. Hitchcock Tuller was taken on Avon tonight. Avon leading 26-12 after three quarters at the Pirate Sports Complex in Avon. And again, that is your scoreboard update. 41-0, your final here in Miller. Woonsocket Weston and Spring Sanborn Central stays unbeaten with the 41-0 win over the Rustlers of Miller Highmore Herald. Scoreboard updates, remember, are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Postgame show brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. We'll take a break here from our postgame sponsor. Come back with the statistics. Again, your final score tonight, Blackhawks 41, Rustlers nothing. We're back in 2 minutes with more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. 2 minutes on KOKK. You can wrap that up if you want. Let it stop it. Let it.